faces that things get hidden behind other things.
Yeah. Okay,
and
so
also navigating in three spaces is difficult.
It's called the problem of occlusion, and then the navigation problem is a whole other set of problems.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think of that as 3D, because there's no natural way to see through the three dimensions there. I think of what you're doing with Zoom as being much closer to three-dimensional. The issue can move readily in three dimensions.
No, you can't. You move in two, and nothing can be occluded. It's truly a two-dimensional interface.
Well, we're moving like this, and I think we're moving like this as we're moving in and out.
You can think about it that way, or you can say that you're scaling in and out. But
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think it's different words.
But the interface is strictly, what we show on the display is strictly two-dimensional.
But it's
it's
functional as though it were three-dimensional.
I'm
thinking about it having another axis of motion.
Well, we'll have to.
But this is all just words, I think. I think I'm not misunderstanding the idea.
There have been about 25 years of people trying to plaster these windows on camshafts and rotating cubes, and none of it's ever been adopted, not even for a moment. It's very surprising.
Oh, Rupert's got his airplane working.
It's a beauty.
When I was in Wales, and this was the plane was designed by my friend Lynn Williams, I had a tiny load of input into the design, too.
It's a nice plane.
And when I was in Wales, Ace and I were in Wales, and we met Rupert, and he was building it. It's a lovely airplane.
Okay, look at that. Very lightweight.
Mm-hmm.
High RPM gas motor?
No, it's not that high RPM.
Is that a classic design, or...?
It was designed by Lynn Williams a few years ago.
So awesome.
We were actually at this very field.
If you had a chance to rework this GUI right here, what would be the first thing you'd throw away?
The GUI?
The GUI.
Anyway. Oh, it makes me happy to look at airplanes.
Mm. Yeah.
I've built many models of this. In fact, I did some of his testing, building.
You built like a maquette for that?
I built models of it to help test things like spin ability and stability and some other things.
Right.
Radio control models.
I guess there isn't really wind tunnel testing for radio control. Models.
I did a lot of wind tunnel testing.
Okay. Small wind tunnels or just?
I've used the wind tunnels at University of Illinois and at Princeton.
Okay.
I've done some serious work on aerodynamics.
I know Ames wind tunnels don't get a whole lot of use these days. The big one, the 120 meter one. Archie.
So.
Anything else that needs to be... That's obviously a rifle.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else that needs to be looked at that's high up?
Not that I can think of. That was the thing that I was thinking of mostly.
Right.
And...
There's a right flyer up there.
No, it's not. It's a Vickers Vinny.
A Vickers Vinny.
I was going to my friend's house, he wanted to redesign the model. Actually, my friend Yeso's Vickers Vinny. I was going over to his house in San Mateo, and he wanted to build an airplane. Wanted me to design him something. And as we were standing outside his house, this Vickers Vinny flew over.
Really?
Yeah. And here's this plane. It's the one that flew across the Atlantic in 1919.
And it still exists? It was flyable?
It does. Not only does it exist, but they now have this replica that's flying around Northern California. So they were sitting outside his house discussing, and that was one of the ones we were considering.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're standing, this old thing looks like it's flying 2 miles an hour.
Was the person lying down this way they're sitting?
No, the pilots are not shown. They were two pilots. That was a very huge airplane, like 60 feet across. It had two pilots, and they sat side by side in front.
Used in First World War? Did they throw,
The
pilots that were throwing the bombs by hand?
This was just after World War.
Just after World War I. course, one other thing, the history stuff is some of the documents probably are.
Yeah, that would be something for another day. I'm just running out of energy again.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of energy these days.
Well, you've been giving us a lot today, though. It was welcome.
Yeah.